We here at Anime Cherry Bomb would like to issue a trigger warning for today's episode. The anime and our review cover topics of rape and incest. Viewer discretion is advised.
If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that invited all the girls to the beach, Jay. And with me is the guy whose viola sounds like a sitar, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
Oh, you know, just tuning up the old sitar over here.
Slash viola.
Yeah. Fun fact about me, Jay. Sitar, my favorite unorthodox instrument.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, if I could choose to play a string instrument, another string instrument, a sitar was going to be it. I went with ukulele instead.
I wonder how hard it is to tune.
It looks like a whole
ordeal.
Yeah, there's so many strings on it, and
yeah,
but it'd be fun.
I would love a shamisen or a banjo.
A shamisen would be really dope.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a banjolele?
Yes, they're the small banjos.
Yep,
they're so cool.
Really cool. All right, so what?
What really cool anime thing did we watch, Jay?
I know what a cool thing that has an instrument in it did we watch, Aaron?
We watched the multiple girlfriend classic, Yasuko no Sora.
Yes, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Oh, real quick before I do that, just a warning about this anime.
Yes.
It does involve a lot of sex. A lot of visual sex, not even, like, implied.
Yeah.
And there is incest in this one.
Yeah, a lot of adult themes and adult situations.
Yeah, so it's not for everybody. This already has to come with
a warning.
A warning. I know I should have probably... Yeah, I'll probably put a warning at the...
description?
No, not in the description, but at the end of the last podcast...
Okay.
The one before this one, I'll put a warning, just a heads up to.
Okay.
Because I don't think I mentioned it at all when we announced we were doing this.
Okay.
And so that is because it comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Not the incest, but the sex comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
If you're not prepared for it. So. Anyway. Synopsis. Synopsis comes from our friends over at Wikipedia. If everyone listening now donate $1, they'd already be done. Tragically orphaned by a car accident, the Kusugano twins travel to their grandparents' countryside residence via railcar, hoping to reconstruct the shards of a shattered life. Two lonely souls so physically alike, yet spiritually divergent. They are unaware of the challenges these conflicting expectations will unravel in days to come. Uncertain of the future, Haruka clings to the memories of the past, hoping to find strength he needs to protect his ailing sister. As the story develops, it tells four stories, each with one girl, rich but kind, polite but sad, depressed but hopeful, and petite but fierce. That's, I actually really like how that ending
it describes each girl.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cool. And yeah, that's it, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so you ready for the facts, Aaron?
Hit me with them, Jay.
All right, so Yasuko no Sora is an adult drama romance anime released in 2010. We were talking about this before we started, but we both thought like this came out like mid-2000s.
Yeah,
at some time.
Just how old it? I mean, early I guess like early 2010s and mid 2010s. There's not a lot of difference.
Yeah,
It doesn't start changing until I think maybe 2012-ish, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Where it starts looking newish. I wonder what the next generation is gonna look like.
Gonna look like.
The next generation of like of generic
fidelity or generic, I guess. Yeah.
Which gives a little spoiler into what I think about the character designs, but go on, Jay. Sorry to interrupt.
It's all good. There are 12 episodes. This is based on the adult visual novel by Cuffs or Sphere. I mean, they have like three different names that they go by. It's like three different companies that's like together but separate. I don't really understand it. Because I tried to get on the website, but it says, please refrain from using this site outside of Japan. So I didn't dig deep. This was directed by Takeo Takahashi, and he's directed Aki Sora, Spice and Wolf, and Citrus.
Yo, oh, so he did Aki Sora? Oh, and yes. Citrus? That's so weird.
And this one.
Yeah, so if you didn't know... I'm pretty sure Citrus also involves incest, and so does Aki Sora. I know it's
two girls, right?
Yeah, Aki Sora is super incest.
Is it?
Yeah. Just real quick, because we're probably never gonna cover it unless unless we do like Cherry Bomb After Dark, because it's like a OVA porn. Like it's legit porn,
like softcore.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think it shows any genitalia. Like, it's probably as porn as this, I guess. So maybe we could
cover it. I think I know exactly what you're saying. I don't know if I've watched it, but I've seen it, so, like, parts of it.
Oh, but the reason why I say it's, like, super incest is because it's, like, it has to deal with this guy and his twin sister and his cousin.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, a relationship between... them, like a weird little triangle between them. But like it turns out that their moms are twins, right?
Okay.
And they had a relationship with their brother.
What the heck?
Yeah, so it's a pure circle family we're talking about here.
What the hell?
Yeah,
that sounds weird. I know. This is the one where like one of the girls is like older than the dude, right?
Yeah, the cousin is older. But yeah, it's almost not almost the same, but it's like super incest. It's so weird. And it's also like a weird harem anime as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a weird, weird thing. And actually, it was one of the things brought up during the weird pornography scandal in the early 2010s. Or late 2010s? Yeah, early 2010s. When they were banning... Or Japan was getting ready to ban, like, Lolicon and all that stuff.
Okay.
It was brought up in that sense, too. Aki Sora. Okay. It was, like, Aki Sora to Love Rue. And something else. It was, like, a third one. I can't remember. But, yeah. Really infamous anime.
Yes.
/ manga series. Anyway, right. Back to another infamous
back to more facts.
Series. Yeah.
And speaking of incest...
There you go.
So the studio is Feel, and we've covered a few things by Feel, but one of them is Kiss X Sis. So that's another
one on the list.
Another one of incest.
I don't know if we can. You know, I think every time we bring up Feel, because I know we've done other things by Feel.
Yeah.
And you're about to mention, but I think I mentioned this every time we cover Kiss X Sis. I'm surprised that even got an anime. It does not make any sense to me. It's so raunchy, like, yeah. I can't, no, so let me rephrase that. I'm not surprised it got an anime. I'm more surprised that it got licensed in America.
Oh, okay,
that's crazy. Yeah. To me, you can buy a Kiss X Sis Blu-ray. That's nuts to me. And yet we can't have interspecies reviewers, so what do I know.
Yeah.
There's a besides Kiss X Sis. I think it's a dub. Sorry, I don't want to get too much into it, but yeah. Go on, sorry.
So besides Kiss X Sis, they also did the second season of Snafu. And one anime that we both really enjoyed was Hinamatsuri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good series.
This was licensed by Media Blasters. The music was done by two people. The first one being Bruno Wen Lee. And this is the only anime he's ever worked on. And Manbu Miwa. And that person's done a few things, but the only one that I recognized was Little Busters, which I think is a baseball anime.
I think so.
So the opening song is called Hyoko no Hana, or Hane, and it's by Ifunuas. And they've done a few other anime like Himawari, True Tears, and Kokoro Connect, an anime that I want to do.
There you go.
Eventually. There are two endings. The first one is called... This is a really hard one. Tsunagawa Kizuna. And that's by Nikokan featuring Junka Amato. And this Nekokan person also did something with Kokoro Connect. The second song is called Pinky Jones. And that's by Momoiru Clover Z. And they've done something for Sailor Moon Crystal and Pokemon.
Yeah, and then I mentioned before, they did the ending to Dragon Crisis. Good ending, too.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have, which is weird. Momoiru Clover Z or whatever.
Yeah.
Has a Spotify page.
Do they?
Yeah, and all those songs are on there, and I remember...
They're a group that they do, like, stunts and stuff during their performance, right?
I think so. Did you go look up the video for Pinky Jones, by any chance?
No.
I'll share it with you. It's very cute. Very cute ending.
Alright, so what'd you think of the music in the anime?
You know, so I watched this anime years ago at this point. And there's something about the main piano song in this that's like haunting.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it hit me, and I was like, I just remembered a lot of stuff of this anime.
Yeah.
Besides
that, like, really put me on edge. Like,
right.
Like, it almost gave me, like, an uncomfortable feeling.
Oh, especially when they're getting played during the, you know, the incest scenes.
I know, right?
It's really weird. You know what? I don't think the music's bad whatsoever. I actually really enjoyed the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opening, it's okay. It's whatever.
The thing's all right.
The second and first ending, whatever. Pinky Jones is a banger. 100%. Anything that has a sitar in it, you automatically get a pass from me.
Just for including that instrument.
Yeah, and then the visuals in it are, like, very, very funny.
Yeah. You were saying that there's, like, a bunch of spoilers in that ending.
Oh yeah, you get to see like the ending to a lot of girls' arcs in it. You see the lightning strike, the bus stop. Which is a very, very cool scene. Yeah, it's real dope, real fun. Oh, you see the scene where he imagines Sora underneath the desk.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, weird. Just weird spoilers.
As for cross media,
mm-hmm.
there's the game that it's based on, which Aaron tells me it doesn't look too good.
Yeah, not too hot.
There's the manga, and there's like a, I don't know if it says that it's fan made, or I don't know if it's like official or anything like that, but it says something that it's being fan made. But there's a sequel that expands that has new and expanded scenarios.
Yeah, I seen that. There's like an after story almost.
Yeah, and you get there's two other girls you get to date. So it's a class rep is the other one that you get to.
There you go.
They have a route for her, and the older girl that owns the candy store.
Oh yes, I was just about. I'm gonna bring them up. Don't worry about it, Jay.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, they have routes in that fan made / I don't know sequel.
So the funny thing about them, at least for me, is again, spoilers for what I think about these characters. The class rep, she's like my favorite character, and I was very upset that she didn't get a romance arc out of it.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why I went to go check the visual novel anyway, because I was like, I need to see if she gets a route in the visual novel. At least in the original one, she doesn't, and I was very disappointed. Right, Jade. Do you have anything you want to bring up?
Well, going into like spoilers right away, I'm a little confused with the ending of this anime because they drowned, right?
That's what I think. I think they drowned at the end.
That's what I think. But then what was the scene where they had a letter from them? They got a letter.
I think.
And it's like from the United States or something? Or they went.
Yeah, they traveled. They went somewhere, right? Yeah, they went out of country. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they did die in it.
And then, like, the teachers manufacture something so they wouldn't be sad.
No, I don't think that's that. I think that scene at the end is just thrown in there. I don't know why it was thrown in there.
To confuse us?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they died.
Yeah, because what really, like, convinced me that they're dead was that they, all the characters, they go visit their house after they left. And you see the bunny on the bed, like, all, like...
ripped up.
Destroyed. Yeah, ripped up. But then when you see Haru and Sora on the train leaving, Sora has the bunny.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty genius. I think that... I don't get why that scene's in there. It's so weird.
The one with the letter?
Yeah. With them reading the text or whatever about them leaving. I kind of wish it ended more of, like, on a somber note.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they died. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't even think about that. The reason why I say that they were dead is that if you see before they jump into the water, he comes down the mountain, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like a regular mountain. And then when they're emerged from the water in the next scene, they're like on these steps with the Torii gates going up, and that's not how he came down. Like they're in a completely different place.
And I didn't really notice that.
Yeah, there's like, it's really weird. Like they're in this they're like on this staircase that goes into the water.
Yeah, I remember the Torii gate like in the distance when he was going after her in the water.
Yeah, but there's like a bunch of Torii gates leading up the hill. And then, like, it's like in this really weird place. And like, there's when they're sinking to the bottom of the, to the bottom of the lake. There's like, you can see like silhouettes of like trees, coming up. And then when they wake up, you can see in the water there's like trees poking out. So I'm pretty sure they died. They're dead. Yeah, they died there.
And who saved them if they?
Exactly. Well,
if they're alive.
Yeah, I guess. Because
they both can't like swim, both of them don't know how to swim.
Right. Which is, I don't know, which is horrible. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they're dead.
What a way to start the podcast.
Yeah. Did you think Haru's choice to go after Sora and Nozark, do you think that was the best course of action he could have took?
What do you mean? Like what?
So
like
he decided
to go with Sora instead of Nao?
No, and so in Nao's arc, after she catches him, you know, having sex, he lets like Nao walk away in shame, and then he goes and like, it's like he decides to go after Sora to go talk to her.
Oh, yeah. After the whole sex, right?
Yeah. Like, so it's like a weird thing.
Like what would he explain to Nao? Like, there's like nothing that he can explain.
Yeah, that's also true. Well, at least to tell her, be like, hey, I'll go talk to her.
It's not what you think.
It's like, I know, to Nao. No, I don't know, like, he should have checked on, see if Nao was okay, because she walked away pretty, like, shook, too, in that situation.
Yeah.
And he makes that, like, split-second decision, like, oh, do I go talk to Nao, or do I go talk to Sora? And he goes and talks to Sora first. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, at least comforting his girlfriend, who was also caught in a really messed up situation.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that part, I completely forgot that the class rep was in that scene. I was expecting...
Oh, no, not that scene.
I only remember Nao being there.
So not that scene. I'm referring to in Nao's arc, where he's having sex with Nao. And then she gets thrown out, or
Yeah.
Yeah, Sora throws her out or whatever, and like yells at her. That's the scene I'm referring to. But that scene, yeah, that scene, I get it. He's like, so Haru was like completely traumatized right there after being caught with literally caught with his pants down.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't lock the door? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the cinematographer or the director really likes legs, Jay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of leg shots. Yeah, legs and feet. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't notice weird shots like that. Because usually in like each anime, it focuses on, you know,
boobs and butts.
Boobs and butts, but underwear. Here, it's like feet. Feet and legs are like really well detailed. Anytime you get a shot of a girl in a new like dress or whatever, a new outfit, it always starts from the feet up,
and then go up. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's super weird, and there's like a lot of weird fan servicey shots of just like legs. Like everyone has like super long legs. Even Sora has like long thin legs.
Yeah, I recall one scene where she was I think she was touching herself in the doctor's office, like on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And like her legs are like sprawled out, and like you could see it was pretty much, you could like see, it starts with the legs and her like toes are spread out and stuff, and
it's so weird.
It
was like a Tarantino film almost.
That was the scene where Haru finds out that she Sora likes him
or lusts after him.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the pure translation of this anime?
Wait, what do you mean? Like, so it was directly translated?
Yeah, so like instead of saying like thanks for the food in the sub, it says like whatever the word, I forget the Japanese phrase, but it subs the Japanese phrase in.
Okay.
Instead of saying,
so it's a literal translation.
Yeah, it's a literal translation. Or like called one of the characters, or what is that, forget his name, Ryuhei, the friend.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah,
the
other guy. Yeah, he calls the Viola girl in the sub, he calls her like, Hime. Then he calls her Hime, and then which obviously is like princess.
Yeah.
So instead of saying like, oh, the princess wants this, he says the Hime wants this or whatever.
I didn't really notice it, to be honest. I was just reading it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know how, I think I prefer the localization of things.
Yeah.
Because like, I know there's a lot of people who are sticklers, how like they want the one-for-one translation. I think this is almost like a one-for-one translation that we get.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of prefer like I said, localization over it.
Yeah, something that's easier to digest.
Yeah, it's like a weird nitpick, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I thought okay. So one of the things I do have a problem with this anime is like how it's built, I guess. Is the best way to put it. Like, we get to see the Haru and Sora kiss as kids, like, in the first episode.
Yes.
And that's a detail that's left on hold until, like, Sora's arc, which is, like, nine episodes later.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would have put that, because it doesn't have any bearing on anyone else's story besides Sora, yeah.
And maybe a little bit with Nao, because there is some kid stuff with Nao.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's kid stuff with the Shrine Girl as well, but that's very minor.
But that scene in particular, the kiss scene, doesn't make any sense. Like, in context with everything, like, you don't need that context of that kiss, or that scene of that kiss, to understand
when we get it, right?
Yeah, when we get it. Like, we don't need it until Sora's arc.
At that point, yeah.
And in Nao's arc, like, you can already kind of extrapolate that she is, like, very attached to her brother. She didn't seem like a bro-con in Nao's arc. Anyone else's arc, she didn't seem like in love with Haru.
Yeah.
We get some
teases here and there, like when she gets her dress fitting or her uniform fitting.
Oh yeah, but
that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, really, that until Sora's arc, that every time you see that scene, it's played off as a joke until Sora's one, and then now it like completely changes context. Originally it wants you to think that, oh, she's, you know, she wants her to have sex with them, but then it's like, oh no, it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
she just wants to get measured. But then in Sora's arc, it totally becomes like sexual.
Yeah,
which is so
weird. He accidentally touches her boob, and then she says something, and blah blah blah.
Yeah. No, there you go. That's some revving up for for Sora. But anyway, that kid's kiss scene, laugh so hard at that scene for, because it's so out of nowhere, that scene. Because it's such a cute, innocent scene of them playing like hide and seek, and then like it ends with them just like going kissing. At it. It's so weird. It's so out of nowhere. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And even in Haru's story, in Sora's story, it like plays a little bit of bearing, but it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. When we see that scene, we don't really know too much of the context. Later on, and it's explained that they were separated for a tiny bit, right?
Yeah. And, okay. That's gonna be my next problem, right?
Okay.
So they try to explain why Haru has these feelings for Sora. Yeah. Because they've been apart. He's like, we've been apart for a while, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, like if they had been gone like apart for a long time, and it's not like he went through puberty during that time when she was gone.
I know, it didn't. It's like where was she? Was she in the hospital? Like, you didn't visit her there or anything like that, or
and we see in the ending they do visit her.
Yeah.
Like that's where she gets the doll, the rabbit is for her birthday, I assume.
Yeah, at the hospital.
Yeah, so he's seen her. I don't understand.
It's like, because like when we see that that part, he looks at her like it's been like forever.
Yeah,
and it's like a brand new person. Like she's like he's never seen her before, and like. And it's played off like a love at first sight
kind of. Yeah, situation. Take away the fact that they're, you know, brother and sister. That scene is actually kind of cute.
Yeah.
If it was, like, not his sister, it'd be so much better. But, yeah, like, him being, like, super awestruck that he's seen her. And it kind of sucks we get an explanation of that scene a little bit later. Where, like, yeah, it's kind of on the nose already when we see it, but then we also have to get Haru telling Nao later on, like, oh, when I first saw her, after I seen her for a while, she had stopped becoming my sister and became, like, a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, it's so weird. I don't know. I know I made a point. I really hate when anime just blatantly tells you what's on screen. I really like in the Sora arc when he's on the date with Nao. How it's like intercutting him having sex with Sora during the date, because it's like that's the thing that's on his mind the whole time.
Yeah.
I actually really like that juxtaposition between the two of like this innocent date and then him committing incest. And it's like stuck on his mind. Mm-hmm. Also, really weird that the class president didn't question him why he was looking up incest in ancient times.
I know, right?
I like how she was like, I had a feeling. It's like, yeah, really? The guy who was looking up incestual history was having incest with sex with his sister? All right, I guess. You can get points for that. How did you feel about the omake segments.
I loved them, actually.
They're some of my favorite parts of the anime. I really love the maid. I wish she had a bigger role in
the actual anime.
Yeah, because whenever she's on screen, she's like really funny, mm-hmm. too. Like there's a scene where he's gonna go return the phone, and the maid walks up and she's like, "Oh, you weren't peeping, were ya?" And she's also the one when they pass in the first episode. She's like, "Oh, did you see that cutie?"
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really cute. I wish we got to see more of her. Her and apparently the lady who operates the candy store, they're like best friends.
Yep.
So I would have liked to see more of that situation.
But yeah, the maid's pretty much my I think she's my favorite girl in the anime.
She's so adorable. I love her. Yeah. And real quick, some cool details. I don't know if you noticed. In that arc, at least in the final episode, when her and Haru get married, you can see Sora and Haru's parents on the on the roof, like as ghosts, like watching them get
what
married.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's super cute. yeah, like the parents are ghosts sitting on top of the house, watching them get married. Like it's kind of sweet. Like it's a lot of the heart is in those omake, at least in the last episode. Like it's really, really bittersweet at the end, and like how real that relationship is. Like I kind of wish we got a serious arc with her.
Yeah,
because her talking about how like time was frozen.
Yeah, because she was hung up on this guy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess a little bit of cinematography. I really love when time starts back up for her.
Yeah, all the color starts to come in.
Yeah, all the color comes in, but he's still pale.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool. And then another really cool thing in that frame. I don't know if you noticed or not, but the veggie rabbit and Sora's rabbit are in there. And they're also getting married.
in the wedding picture?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're also
together. The only thing that I saw, because I thought it was so weird, was the class rep. She's like biting her skirt, and you could see her underwear.
Yeah, she's all mad biting her skirt.
Yeah.
yeah, it's pretty funny. All right, Jay, you ready to move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, art, and what are we changing it to now, Jay?
Cinematography art. And directing.
Cinematography, directing, art, and directing.
Yeah.
So art, Jay. Boring.
Yeah, I would say yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I do.
I think
like,
other than the maid girl, I think is everybody's boring.
Yeah, I do like the Sora's like gothic Lolita outfits, but
yeah,
we only get to see like I don't think we even see her wear any. I think about it. Wearing her gothic Lolita clothes.
Yeah, she wears them pretty often.
Does she? I just don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, she wears them at the house most of the time.
She lays out that really cute dress when she thinks they're going to go out on the date.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't wear that. Everyone else, kind of boring looking.
The class rep, I like her. She has a cool hair.
Yeah, adorable.
I love the maid.
Yeah, but that's it.
Rich girl's pretty generic. Maid, shrine girl's pretty generic.
Talking about generic, this anime is like unabashedly uninspiring in spots, especially with like character. Like we said, character design, but like personality design as well. It's like, oh, here's your childhood friend. Here's rich girl, here's the Ojo-sama, here's the shrine maiden.
Who's and, it?
Yeah, and here's your little sister. It's like very, very boring tropes. Oh.
Here, tsundere sister.
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't mention it before. I should have mentioned it earlier before we jumped into this. But the introduction to each of the heroines is super unnatural.
Okay.
Like, I really hate how jarring it is. It's like, okay, here, it basically just shows you all the girls. Okay, here's this girl, here's this girl, here's this girl, here's this girl. And that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas...
Well, you see the rich girl and the maid in the limo, right?
Yeah. And then, like, they meet, like, back to back to back, and it's so weird.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think I would have preferred it if we, like, he was at school, and then we see these characters. But it's like, no, all four of them bump into him on the same day as he's heading to... Heading to the house. And it makes it seem like it is a small community.
Yeah.
Like, fairly small.
We were talking about that, but then that you said that... That's kind of made weird with the school being so big, right?
Yeah. Like, the school is huge. Like, there's at least two of Haru's two grade. Two
classes per grades, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so weird. It seems like it'd be so much smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
The boonies it looks like they're living out of.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Any other character you want to talk about?
No.
I think now is generically cute, I guess. She's just the big breasted glasses character. I love glasses characters. And she's okay, she's fine.
Was there any kind of like directing or cinematography that you enjoyed or anything you want to talk about?
I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but the Sora stuck on Haru's mind was really cool.
Yeah.
I
really like the I think it's in the opening as well, but there's like a part where like she Sora is like spinning on the chair in the hospital room.
Yeah.
And like you cuz it's like, it looks like there's like water in the room
because
like how the light is playing or like how the light is shining through the window.
Right. It
looks pretty cool.
How do you feel the H scenes were directed in here?
I mean, a lot of them, like, seem, like, out of nowhere. Like, I think you said that, right? Like,
yeah.
They seem like it just comes out of nowhere. Some of them are, like the Shrine Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like her scene was, like, whoa. Like, they're already doing, like, all these different positions.
It's, like, yeah, I was like, yo.
They ever did anything.
Yeah, I was like, yo, Haru's hitting it, boy. That's it. I was like, he seemed like he was so, like, gentle with the other girl.
Yeah, the rich girl.
Yeah, like, he seemed really, like, refined, but as it goes on, it's like, nah, Howard's a freak, man. He was getting it. Can't hate on him for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Because then, like, he's all banging now and outdoors in the last one.
I know, my God, Jesus, can't even wait to get home.
I think one of my favorite parts of that scene is she says, like, oh, don't untie my bow.
Oh, yeah, because she needs to put it back on.
Yeah, because she needs to put it back on and do whatever. But it's real funny because they mentioned in the scene before that when they're getting ready, Haru and Sora getting ready.
That, oh, he doesn't know how,
he doesn't know how to tie it back. And so he can't help her tie it, which is a really cool, like, nod back to that scene. Really, really funny that they included that line.
Yeah.
I really like the look of despair on Haru's eyes when they catch him.
Oh, yeah. You know what's another really look of, despair or whatever is when he goes to school the next day and sees the class rep and how her eyes are so red.
Yo, I like how even when she approaches him later, her eyes are like still all red.
She was crying at that point as well.
Yeah, she's like, poor thing was crying the whole night. Like, something happened. I was like, oh man, that's so sad. I really like the class rep. I think she's like,
I know,
the cutest she character. She
should have had a story.
Yeah, I was always salty even watching it from the first time that she didn't get anything, and every time I saw her. In this watch through, I just got mad because I was like, she needs more love because she's adorable.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any other cinematography? I do think it's the one weirdest shot in this anime. I don't know why it's weird to me, but it's when Sora is filleting him underneath the table.
Yeah.
And he has the daydream of her underneath his desk.
Yeah,
and there's that shot of her like inside of her mouth with her tonsils. It was real weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, that makes me really uncomfortable. And it's in the Pinky Jones ending as well.
Yeah.
But it's more, like, comedic.
Straight into her mouth.
Yeah, it's so comedic, though.
Yeah. I think another weird thing about that whole school, her under the desk and the school thing is, like, Haru kind of seemed like he was, like, okay with it. He was like, are you sure? Are we going to do this right now? Like, that wouldn't happen.
I know. It's I don't know. It's so weird. The anime's weird. All right. Characters, Jay? Oh, actually, hold on. I actually do have another favorite scene that I want to bring up real quick.
Okay.
When the lightning strikes the bus stop.
Yes.
And Nao rushes in to get the rabbit.
Uh-huh.
I really, really appreciate when Nao comes back out, you can see the steam coming off of her.
Oh, yeah.
From the rain hitting her and how hot she was in there.
After she freaking kicked the door or kicked the whatever sign that was blocking the way.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that was going to. I totally forgot about that scene, about the sign falling in the way.
Uh huh.
And I thought it was going to be a really cool scene of like, okay, now Sora can, like, have this thought of, do I leave the sign there and let her die, or do I help her?
Uh-huh.
Like, and it could have been, like, a really cool scene. It's like, oh, do I...
Like a conflict kind of thing?
Yeah, like a really cool conflict of, like, yeah, I want my rabbit back, but do I sacrifice my rabbit to
keep
kill
Haru.
My rival? Yeah, to keep Haru for myself? I thought it would have been really cool, but she just kicks it down. She's like, I'm fine. It's not, like, that deep either. I don't understand how it took her so long to, like, rush in there, grab the bunny, and get out.
I know. Like, she was, like, thinking about it probably. Like, how do I feel about knocking down this door?
if it were me, like, it seems like you can take, like, one step in, grab it, and get out.
Yeah. It'd be really quick.
And you see how, like, burnt she was, too? She had a bunch of burn marks on her, but the rabbit was fine.
Yeah.
You think the rabbit could have caught a little bit on fire?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not flame retardant.
Right. All right, Jay, do you want to move on to characters? Or to favorite characters? Let's go underutilized real quick.
Okay. Who do you have?
The candy shop lady.
Yep,
candy shop girl lady. I really like her.
Pretty. Yeah.
I wish
she's a cutie.
Yeah, I really wish she had more importance on the story or an arc.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, also the class rep. She's like one of my favorite characters and underutilized characters.
Yeah.
Really wish she had also had an arc. So this is a weird thing. So I'm gonna go least favorite, and there's a character who's in my least favorite and favorites.
Okay.
So, my one who's just in the least favorite is Ryuhei, which is the friend.
Yeah.
There's one character archetype I hate in harems, and that's the best friend.
Uh-huh.
I think the best friend character is really lame. And they're all the same.
Yeah.
They're all like...
You're so lucky you get all these girls.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all they say. That's all their character. Oh, I'm so jealous. All these girls are falling off. Yeah, the bitter friend.
The bitter best friend. Yeah. Like, you got all these girls swooning for you and you're not even doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. And like, oh, why can't it be me? Like, that, I hate. It's so dumb. Like, it's a character. He plays one important part in this series where he helps Haru and Nao get together, which is pretty cool, but like, you can take him out of the anime, and that one thing that he does can just be one of the girls doing it.
Yeah, inviting everybody to the beach could be fulfilled by anybody.
Yeah, he plays almost no bearing on the story whatsoever.
Yeah.
So the character who's on my both least and favorite is Sora, right?
Okay.
So
I had a feeling.
So the distinction is my least favorite character is Sora in Nao's arc.
Okay.
I think she's really She shows more resistance in this arc more than anything. Uh-huh. Like, it's more of she's bitter. Or not, I shouldn't say bitter. But she is rightfully upset that, that now, raped Haru.
Yeah.
And, like, she's seen it. Like, that kind of mm-hmm. does make sense that she'd be mad.
Yeah.
But it's also played off that, because she's like a bro con is why she's mad. I kind of would have liked to have seen what her reaction to the other girls, like when he, in the other routes, I'd like to see how Sora reacted.
Yeah.
To finding out. Cause like if, you know, he dates the Viola girl and Haru or and Sora acts the same way. Okay. That's fine. But narratively, I don't know, it kind of doesn't make sense to me. It's okay. Kind of weird. But
and in the Sora arc, Sora is kind of like she plays off it as being like petty, right? Like oh, you did something to him back then, now we're even. Seems kind of like a petty kind of thing.
You know,
like so she's doing it just to get back at her.
So you know what's the narratively does not make sense. These two Soras are two completely different characters for no reason.
Yeah.
Whereas the Sora in Nao's arc is like a needy little sister.
Yeah.
The Sora in Sora's arc is this character who's like super confident.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make any sense like why her character would change so much between these two different arcs. Without reason. Like if there was something that changed, like okay, but her character personality just on a dime doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But that character, that Sora, I really like. Like the Sora who like takes charge and is like an almost like an or it's not almost, she's like an active seducer.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I like that. I would like that more if she was like that through the whole series instead of being like the quiet little sister.
Yeah, the one that hides behind Haru.
Yeah,
whenever somebody new shows up.
Yeah, did you have any other least favorite characters real quick before we and I move on to favorite characters?
No, there's nobody I did like openly disliked or had a problem with.
Yeah, so I didn't like her as least in her own arc now. But now in Sora's arc is really adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Like on their date and stuff?
Yeah, she's more of like a maiden in love in Sora's arc than she is in her own arc. Like, I think the melodrama in Nao's arc really holds it down, like holds it back.
Okay.
Where like that's like the main focus of the arc. Whereas the in Sora's arc, I get it. They're kind of trying to emotionally manipulate to like kind of make you feel not kind of, but they want to kind of make you feel bad for Nao.
Yeah.
And I just think she's, like I said, she's super, super cute in there. Like when she's talking on the phone and she's like sitting on the ground and she's like twirling her hair. She's like really, really adorable.
Yeah.
And I wish we...
You know what is a funny thing of...
I was going to say, I wish we got more of that version of Nao in her own arc. And we just don't. Yeah,
but there was like a funny thing that I noticed during the Nao and Sora's arc. So they go on that first date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they decide to wear blue. And they go to the movie theater and whatnot.
I know what you're going
to
say.
And then in the second time that they date, she's wearing the same thing. And he's like, that's when he finally notices her outfit.
And he's wearing the same thing, too. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. Like,
they're like, oh, you look so nice.
It doesn't make any sense. It's so weird. I was like, and it happens, like, right after each other, too. So yeah. I was like, did he not go to sleep that night? Was he, like, awake the whole time? It's so weird. I don't know. Maybe they didn't expect people to notice. Also, Nao, really cute in that blue dress. I thought she was super cute in that blue dress. Yeah. Also, real nerdy to dress alike on a date.
I feel. I know. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, real corny. I also have the Shrine Maiden girl, Amatsumi. I think she has like my favorite arc in the story.
Hers is the most complicated.
Yeah. I don't think in the first arc, when you get a little bit of her backstory, I don't think the story's that important. Uh-huh. It's like kind of whatever. But when we start talking about like being swapped at birth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's real weird. I was like, I don't know. I thought it was real fun though, at least.
Ooh. Were we talking before that we started about like the chances of that ever happening of like the same guy?
Yeah, the father who had a affair, he knocked up two women, and then they both at the same time, and then they gave birth at the same time, and they were placed in the same room.
Yeah.
really weird. Mm-hmm. I already said the class rep. The maid. Mentioned her.
Fantastic.
Maid's man. I wish there was more of her. I think, like I said earlier, she's really cute in both the omekes and the story a little bit we get of her.
Yep.
And that's all I have for favorite characters, Jay.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
I don't know. The only other people to mention is the rich girl, but she's like whatever.
Yeah, I think she's the most whatever character in the story.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Jay, is there any more things you want to bring up?
Before we head to the wrap up?
Yeah.
It was fun rewatching this again.
Yeah, you know what? I think so everyone's impression of this anime, I think it's ruined by the incest. Cause I know I brought up, which is a weird thing to say. Or which is understandable, I guess.
Are you saying that people watch this for the incest?
No. So, a quick thing is when I told one of my friends I'm watching this, he had an immediate, like, cringe to it.
Oh, really?
Because he knew about the incest at the end.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is a bad anime.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the worst we've seen.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely in there with like the average animes, but
I wouldn't say it's an above average anime. I was gonna say I don't think it's average, but it's fun. It's real fun. It's more fun than most average anime I say we've covered.
I know. I definitely wasn't bored watching this anime.
Yeah, there's a lot of anime, a lot of average anime that we watched, where it's like it's okay, and then. I don't know, maybe it's because it's so bad in points it's good. Because, like, one of the problems, another really weird problem I have with this anime is he only has, like, one or two conversations with these girls.
Uh-huh.
And then now they're, like, sucking face, you know?
Yeah.
especially with the first two girls. With the rich girl, I 100% I can't even make a connection, like the faintest connection in it. Mm-hmm. At least with the Shrine Maiden, they were kids, and you can kind of make that connection. And then, of course, now kids, Sora, whatever, kids. it's just so weird that he had like two conversations with this rich girl, and like she's in love with him.
Yeah, I felt like he was too forward. At the beginning, like they kissed really early on.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
But
I do think that their age scene was probably the most realistic.
Yeah. It seemed like two inexperienced people, like
yeah,
and like but like in love.
Uh huh.
I think that's the one thing they communicate, even though it moves really fast. It does like seemingly like. They like love each other in each one of the age scenes.
Yeah.
Anything else? Oh, I guess the question I was gonna ask you, Jay, was had to do with the incest. Like how uncomfortable on this scale were you during watching it?
Well, I was expecting it, so I wasn't really too... I didn't cringe or anything like that, but it didn't make me that uncomfortable because I was kind of expecting it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't remember how I felt when I first watched it. I'm pretty sure I was like, what the hell's going on?
It's that because I don't know where I was looking at it, but someone was posting about the last episode, and I'm like, what the hell did I just watch? I saw it was one of the posts. I thought, which is weird, I thought it was funny. Because I like how like random it is. Like, especially like when he's measuring her. Uh-huh. And he gets all shy. Like, it's so weird.
He blushes.
Yeah.
He's like blushing all the time in the Sora arc.
Yeah, he was like really getting teased. Teasing Master Sora-san.
What was that? We didn't. You didn't talk about your favorite scene of the when. Oh, I guess we did. When Sora catches.
Yeah. What a champion!
And he keeps going.
Yeah, and he just keeps going like a champ. I love that scene. He's like, he's getting it 100%. And then he looks over and he sees Sora, and he's just like still staring at Sora, still going at it. I was like, damn. I was all right. You do you, Ahara, I guess.
All right,
Jay.
Rating?
No.
Is it rating now?
Not rating yet. Accessibility, Jay.
Not for anybody.
Not for anybody. Not for everybody. Very high sexual content in this one.
Yeah, a lot of boobs. A
lot of boobs. I guess I didn't mention it before in the warning, but there is rape.
Yeah.
In here. And it's with children, too.
Yeah. So that's double not good.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. And then you can, if you want to watch it, it's on Crunchyroll, surprisingly uncensored.
Yeah.
It's one of the few, this is actually one of the few anime you have to be subscribed to watch on Crunchyroll.
Yeah. I assume so.
Yeah, so what's next?
Rewatchability?
You know what?
You gotta watch those H scenes again.
Yeah, I could rewatch this. Not immediately.
Yeah, not immediately. I think I'm in the same boat. Like, I think after like another 10 years on the 20th anniversary, sure, I'll watch it again.
I know. It's so weird. It's such a weird thing to say about this anime, but
that it's 10 years old already?
No, I'm like, I'm not like against,
or that you'd watch it again.
You know what? I am for watching this like in a drunk way, I guess. Like putting it on and laughing at it.
Yeah.
Especially like the Sora arc, cuz how like bad it is.
Yeah.
God.
Is there anything you'd what would you want in a second season?
What would I want in a second? I know. You know what I want? More arcs. I would like to see extended of each of these arcs. Mm-hmm. I really would like to see how Sora would have reacted to the relationship Haru had with the other girls.
Yeah, that would have been nice to see. And she was very in the background when all that stuff was going on.
Yeah.
She was just stuck at home pretty much, right?
Well, no. Like halfway through it, she's at school, but we don't even get to see her at school. Not much.
I feel like she's always at home, like, where's Haru? And that's it.
Yeah,
I know, it's so weird. Laying on the wood floor.
I know. And what a beautiful house they live in. That house is so cool.
So cool.
All right.
One neighbor.
What? I know. Anything else you'd like to see in a second season, Jay?
I don't know. Oh, a more serious maid arc.
Right? That'd be nice. All right, Jay. Moment of truth.
Moment of truth. Rating.
What do you rate it?
This has to be a niche recommend.
This has to be. I know. I can't rate it higher than a niche recommend.
Yeah.
I think I should phrase this. It's not a good anime.
Okay.
I think this anime is a so bad it's good anime.
Okay.
I
agree with that.
It's really trashy. Huh? It's real junk foody.
Yeah.
But I would tell anybody, like, hey, if you want a good laugh, at a weird, because it tries to take itself really seriously, but it doesn't, just doesn't give itself enough time to get very serious. So I would give this, yeah, I would give this a niche recommend.
Okay.
All right, Jay, now that we're done with this anime, I can't even come up with a phrase for this one.
We've gone through all the girls.
Yeah, now that we've conquered all the routes, Jay.
Yep. Got all the endings.
Yeah, what do you got for us next week?
So we're going to, well, I'm going to pick an anime. Well, I guess this was kind of my pick, the Isuga no Sora, but it was kind of your pick.
Yeah, it's kind of a common, well, you could say this was a common pick.
Yeah, we can say that. So I'm picking something that I was kind of always interested ever since we did The World Only God Knows, and it's Ergo Proxy.
Why is that? Are they by the same studio?
Yes. By the same studio, and there's like a little, remember in A World Old and God Knows, there's a book in the library that says Ergo Proxy.
Oh, R.I.P. That studio.
I know, right? Manglobe?
Is that, yeah, Manglobe. Manglobe.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna do Ergo Proxy. I don't really know too much of what it's about. I know the style is very different from like a lot of things that we've watched.
Oh, real quick, before we actually totally get off it. Did you know that, do you know who Haru's voice actor is?
Haru?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's Kama's voice actor from The World Only God Knows.
What the heck? No one.
Yeah. It's
another connection.
I think he did Kama for, I don't know, at least that's where I know him from. Uh-huh. He did Kama's voice first, and then he did that, and I was like, yo, what the hell? It's so jarring to hear those two different characters. Anyway, go on, sorry.
Yes, I don't know too much about it other than it looks pretty cool and it has like some sort of mystery aspect to it.
Yeah, well, the only thing I know about this was it was on MTV's Anime Block with
really?
Either MTV or Sci-Fi. This and like Tenjo Tengi were on that block. So it's like a weird young adult anime. Adult.
I mean, people anime. Compare it to like something like Lane. What's the Lane anime?
Serial Experiments Lane.
Yeah, Serial Experiment Lane. Yep. People compare it to that, like kind of that, and it's in the same kind of genre. Right,
How many episodes?
How many episodes? I think it's 23.
And then you can catch it. I know we looked it up earlier, but it's on Hulu
and Funimation.
Yeah, both dubs, by the way, too. Yep. On Hulu. So
and I think like the Lane opening, this is like kind of like a Western kind of anime opening as well, like
really?
A Western kind of song. Yeah, so
excited.
I heard it and I think it's pretty good. I like it.
This is an anime we tend to cover every so often on this podcast, where I have a cursory knowledge of it and have never seen it.
Yeah.
And this podcast was invented for such anime, I guess.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, I've always been interested in this anime, but never watched it. And this definitely goes in that
category.
Yeah, in that category. All right, so 24 episodes, Hulu.
Yep.
Ergo Proxy. Next week.
Yep.
And if you like this...
And if you want to hear about Ergo Proxy, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts. And what else do we say, Aaron?
Oh, the Instagram. Check out the Instagram.
Check out the Instagram. I draw every now and then.
Who are you going to draw for this anime, Jay?
I'm going to draw Ergo Proxy.
You know, you're talking about you're not going to draw some tonsils, Jay?
Oh man, I could try, but it's not gonna be that good.
You know, be actually a good one would be the big headed maid from.
That seems kind of simple enough.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why her head's like that?
It she's could be because like she's an air because she's an airhead.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what they're getting at.
The space cadet.
The space cadet. No, that guy's adorable too. And with that, everybody.
Yeah.
See you next week.
See you in the... Yep.
Stay not incesting, everybody.
I know, right?